Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We are the Financial Guys. We're going to be live streaming this morning our podcast. Normally, our podcast will be about 45 minutes to an hour. We actually have a bunch of corporate meetings today. We're meeting with all of our business partners, so we're actually going to try to wrap this up in about 30, 35 minutes.
Hence, no suit. Normally, we're
wearing no suit.
Normally, we're the only ones in the country that does do a podcast with a suit on.
With a suit or a sport coat.
And I didn't shave today, so I really apologize for that.
That's right. We've got some video clips for you. Unlike a lot of the podcasts, normally I would play the video clips right through the roadcast or the mixing board or whatever. And then Lily does the editing and puts the videos up. The podcast, by the way, if you haven't listened to our podcast, the edited version will be released on iTunes and Spotify and all those places at usually about by 5 o'clock on Tuesday, today, later this afternoon. And then the video version will be released tomorrow on YouTube. So we take all the video clips that we're going to play this morning. We'll edit them right into the video, put a back screen up. Obviously, you have a green screen behind us. We'll put a backdrop in, and we'll put that out there on the web on Wednesday night. So you can go to our YouTube channel as well. So for all of our YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com.
And please do that, by the way. The conservative message is hard to come by. I'm telling you, we are suing Andrew Cuomo in New York State to try to stop some of this craziness. I was interviewed by some TV stations, and because I was pretty aggressive in my thoughts on Andrew Cuomo and how he handled this, they didn't pick it up. They didn't pick it up. And it wasn't because they had better content, I assure you. I went to their websites, and they were, cat in a tree type of stuff. But you know what? The mainstream media is absolutely 100% corrupt right now. So the more we can get the conservative message out there, the better we're all going to be.
Not only is the mainstream media corrupt, the politicians are corrupt. We're going to play a video clip that we played on Saturday on a radio show with the Tennessee mayor hiding the numbers. But before I do, another thing that just came out literally between Saturday and today. On Saturday, the CDC came out and said, hey, by the way, this thing is really airborne transmission all over the place. That's how it right?
Right.
Completely changed what they had said initially. And then they literally came out yesterday or early this morning and said, no, that was wrong. They just took it down. You can't trust these folks.
Yeah. Left trusts them when it's bad. So that right. type of news.
When it fits their narrative.
When it fits their narrative of scaring the world and scaring the country. I am totally blown my mind is blown by the amount of people that are just beyond incompetent when it comes to the actual numbers of this thing.
We
played some videos.
Like Robert Redfield,
yeah.
CDC
yeah.
director?
Yeah. But you played videos last week, and you're interviewing people. One out of every four think 9% of the population died.
Right.
And it's got to, I bet, it's like one out of six that actually think 25% of the country died, right?
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
So this is a New York Times article. Trump scorns his own scientists over virus data. This is because Dr. Robert Redfield came out last week and said, by the way, these masks are actually more effective. So according to the science, he said, because science and the data show that these masks are more effective than actual vaccines. Now, where he got that, not a single media outlet that I know of has followed up to say, Dr. Redfield, can you please cite the medical study you're looking at to show that vaccines are not effective against something like this versus a mask? If that's the case, Dr. Redfield, why aren't we all wearing masks for flu season instead of getting flu shots? I mean, these are pretty simple, basic, common sense questions.
Don't
you would think the media would have to ask, wouldn't you?
Don't tell them that, Glenn. They will. They'll be forcing us to wear masks the rest of our lives if we continue to listen to these crazy nut jobs.
So, but nobody asked the question.
By the way, Trump, I will say this. This is a criticism of Trump. Get some frontline COVID doctors out there. We've shared them with you, by the way. We've shared some of these names and numbers with your communications department, Donald. Get some of these folks, like Dr. Erickson, who we've had on the radio, that is actually treating COVID patients, right? There was hundreds of doctors that showed up on the footsteps of Washington, D.C. to talk about hydroxychloroquine and it's working. And now these are frontline COVID doctors that are saying, look, get rid of the mask. This is not what it was told, right? That's who I would have. Forget Redfield. Forget Fauci. The actual frontline COVID doctors. That's who I'd have out front.
Well, something clearly is going on when they absolutely trash anybody who has any dissenting opinion. We were talking about it yesterday. And think about some of the way that the medical world has changed, right? 30 years ago, chiropractic, which today is really mainstream, right? Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much totally accepted as mainstream.
Helps a lot of people out with sinus problems.
Absolutely.
I mean, forget about back problems. I mean, just overall health, right? I mean,
now it's accepted science, right? Yeah. I would say that chiropractic care is accepted medical treatment.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case 30 years ago, folks. That wasn't the case 40 years ago. It was on the fringe. It was an alternative medicine. It was somewhat frowned upon by doctors, but it wasn't trashed like people that disagree with the mask mandates and things like that are being trashed now. It wasn't canceled, right? Acupuncture wasn't canceled. So it's an actual therapy today that helps a lot of people. Where we've gone now with this is if you disagree or have any sort of data, actual data that goes against the mainstream narrative, you are branded as some sort of a lunatic or a heretic or somebody who is, and they completely discredit and try to trash them. When in reality, and I'm not saying go trash Robert Redfield. What I'm saying is maybe ask him that question.
Yeah.
Because I have I've not seen any data on masks that show that. I've seen mixed data. I've seen some that say, hey, these are not real medical studies, but we did this, you know, kind of. A kind of a study, not really. You know, we're looking at actual activity, and we're assuming and making assumptions that maybe it was effective. Yeah, right. Kind of right. But
we did report those studies that showed they were more harmful than good.
Yeah.
And the reason is doctors believe that this is what even doctors are doing this, and then they're operating with you, right? And so the studies show that they're actually more harm than good. That at least we had like 26 studies, which we posted to our Facebook page last week from actual doctors, frontline emergency doctors that said, look, at 6 months with the mask, 6 months without. The studies showed that the wound infection rate was actually lower by not wearing a mask.
So at best, it's mixed.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's anti-mask would be that science. But there's no science when it comes to saying vaccines are going to be less effective than a mask.
Yeah.
That is a preposterous statement that Dr. Robert Redfield pulled completely out of his ass, and not a single media outlet, nobody has questioned him on that. Nobody has said, Dr. Redfield, again, can you please cite the medical study that shows that masks are more effective than vaccines? If Dr. Redfield was a Trump doctor, the headline would be, Dr. Redfield trashes vaccines, not citing any science, and no backup whatsoever, right? Which would be a fair assessment, to be honest with you. But, you know, Robert Redfield's kind of anti-Trump, and so the media gives him a complete pass. So now, if you're Dr. Robert Redfield or somebody with those kind of credentials, if you're the head of the CDC or Dr. Fauci, you can just make stuff up. Just make it up. Don't cite a single thing. At least when I'm listening like the Holland health minister or the Danish minister or the Sweden health minister, at least they say, look, we looked at these four studies and here's what they showed. We looked at this type of evidence or we couldn't find the evidence or we couldn't find the studies. They're citing actual stuff. Our doctors are going, well, it's the facts and the science. You got to believe it because I say it's. And then the media comes along and goes, well, but see, the experts say, and we got to believe the experts. It's like a whole, confirmation circle is what it is, right?
We get this a lot, by the way. I get this a lot. Why are you so mad about people wearing masks? What's the big deal, right? Here's the big deal, folks. We are in a service-oriented economy, right? And by the way, I am looking at overall lives. We're in a service-oriented economy, and wearing masks is clearly preventing people from going out and doing what they do, right? Restaurants are a big part of our economy, right? We have lots of clients that own restaurants. They're not working, folks. I don't care what you say. If you say, well, yeah, they can still go out with a mask. Yeah, not really. I mean, people go out to dinner. They want to hang out before. They want to have a drink. We will lose more people that own restaurants, that work in restaurants, from anxiety and suicide than we will from COVID. Mark my words. It's going to take 5 years because it's now we're now in the second phase where some of these restaurants got PPP money, but right. now we're running out of other people's money.
Right.
So the next phase is going to be we don't have enough money to continue. And we've seen study after study, by the way, that says up to 90% of restaurants are losing money and 2/3 of them are not survive. And it won't just be restaurants, folks. It'll be the people that sell the product to the restaurants, right? Yeah. Your brother-in-law used to. He owns a roofing company now, but he used to
point of sale system.
Yeah, point of sale system, right? Well, somebody else is doing that right now.
Right.
Guess what? Not selling too many point of sale stuff. So
right.
the result of this will be more deaths in the service oriented industry. And we're looking at studies that say, man, it's not really working. It does nothing. At best, it's even. Right. Take them off. Let people go back to work. How many people? You know, we've been sort of pissed off at the NFL for the way some of these idiots are disrespecting our flag. Fact of the matter. Is though whether it's NFL concerts, the hockey games, that all has a huge spinoff of the economy, right?
Well, we were talking about Delaware North, and this is the problem, folks, and why we get angry, because a lot of these folks are the people that need these jobs. They don't have 2 years of cushions. But when these kind of when they shut down the economy, these bad situations, these bad economic scenarios, just like in California, the rich get richer and the poor and the middle class get poorer, and it happens every time. And we use the example on the radio show, and no offense to the Jacobs family, they're billionaires. Okay, yeah. They own Delaware North. Delaware North does most of the concessions at the airport, at the Bills games, at most of the NFL stadiums across the country, and the hockey games. That's why the family is worth billions and billions of dollars. Did they take a pay cut? They may not even take a pay cut. I don't even know. But what I do know is they laid off a whole bunch of their employees. Those employees that don't have a private jet, don't have $1 billion, don't have 6 months of cash in the bank to pay their mortgage or their rent or put food on the table. Those are the people that are now going, oh, crap, what happens when my unemployment runs out?
Yeah.
What happens when I can't find the job? What happens when the place that I got laid off from, or I go to look for another job, it's not there? Right? It doesn't exist. Now, all these restaurants that are closed are going to be, if they do go back to playing at the Bills games, all of those people are going to have to reapply. There's going to be some fierce competition for some of those jobs. Those are the people, folks, in this kind of environment that get hurt. And to be honest with you, in our opinion, let people live their lives. If you want to stay home, hey, man, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, if you want to wear a mask,
go for it, right?
God bless you, right? If they work, Glenn, if they really, truly work, if you have a mask on and I don't, I'm not going to spit through your mask.
Right.
Wear your mask.
If it really worked, then the places that have the more aggressive mask mandates would have better numbers than the places that didn't. And you can't, you want to talk about data and facts. Now, Facebook will probably remove this and take it down, right?
Because
it goes against the narrative, right? But if you really want to look at the facts, Peru has the most aggressive lockdowns with the most aggressive mask mandates. If you leave your house, even by yourself, you got to wear a mask. Under military force and threat, right? Yeah. They've got a 4% mortality rate. 4%!
Folks, we'd be lucky to get a 0.009 at this point.
4%!
Right.
Now, in Holland, where they have no mask mandate, they've got a death rate that's 1/3 of the normal influenza and pneumonia each and every year.
So they opened up. What does that tell you, by the way? That tells me that people are touching their masks. They're getting sick anyways. They're getting more sick because they're quarantining themselves next to the COVID, and they're touching their masks. We have been spot on with this whole thing. I just cannot believe the insanity. And I'm going to say it, folks. I cannot believe the stupidity. It blows my mind to think that a whole world could be controlled this fast.
Yes.
And then looking backwards. And again, from the beginning, I said this is absolutely ridiculous. You don't treat it this way. However, we both said, look, I can see how people could overreact. Yeah. I could see how people could get scared.
We had no idea, Mark. We were talking
to a young man last night, new to our industry, and he had to be a gentleman I was sitting next to. I don't remember his name, but 25 years old, right? We're telling him stats.
Right.
The CDC has said this is not a pandemic. He goes, you're kidding me.
Yeah. At least he was open-minded. That was a good thing. It's like, wow, I wasn't even aware of that.
Do you know that 6% of the 200,000 people that they said died, actually only 6% died of COVID, the rest with COVID, which means they didn't die of COVID?
Holy cow,
I didn't know that. I'm thinking to myself, 25 years old, he doesn't know it. Why? Because the mainstream media is dirtbags. They're not doing it. But it really blows my mind that these people don't know the truth about it.
Well, even in Florida, we're going to play some clips here in a second from DeSantis, but Palm Beach just extended their mask mandate for another 30 days. And I think to myself, based on what, though? Again, based on what?
Right.
On what?
Right.
Please, somebody cite one actual medical study. Cite me some statistics that show the states that have the aggressive mask mandates are doing better than those that don't.
I think Florida's county by county. I know Palm Beach
is county by county. It's not DeSantis. I get it. It's county by county.
A big chunk of Florida, I think about half of Florida, does not have that mask mandate.
Nor should it. It's really South Florida. Yeah. But when you start here, I'm going to play this clip in a second here. When we have now evidence from multiple outlets, right? And I don't have the LA one handy, but the LA health commissioner said, well, we're going to have the mask mandate at least until the election. She mentions the election twice. Now, what does the date of the election have to do with the science or the virus?
She's following
or the
curve.
Data?
She's following the curve.
Right?
She got the same chart that Andrew Cuomo did.
Right?
Remember big one that he wasted like $100,000 in taxpayer money on?
But when you hear things like what happened in Tennessee, when they're aggressively hiding the numbers when they don't go against their narrative, shouldn't that make you just pause for a second? Let me play this clip from Fox 17 down in Nashville. And these guys did a great job on Fox. Fox, really, the local affiliate Fox stations all over the country are really doing a fantastic job. The one in Orlando is the one that the Fox affiliate in Orlando broke the story on the 100% counts of positives when it was really only it was supposed to be 9.7.
But by the way,
they moved
Florida,
the decimal point and ended up being 97.
We'll play a clip of DeSantis, by the way. DeSantis, yeah, I'm getting a man crush on you, buddy. I love you. But they still don't reverse the numbers, right?
They come out and say
they caught over 300 testing centers that were, instead of reporting 9.6%, they were reporting 96.5%, right? But they don't reverse it.
No,
they don't reverse the numbers. They say, and then, of course, you got Dirtbag Cuomo going, it's a hot spot. You can see the numbers, right?
Please.
Now, I'm so sick. Please don't get tested anymore. Really, truly, don't get tested. They are holding it against us. My father called that, by the way. My dad called. My old man called it. He said, he goes, you know what? Here's what they're going to do, Mike. He said, they're going to switch from death counts when this thing starts to mutate itself to, oh, you've got it. Even though you don't really know. So they're going to convince all these people to go get tested, and then they're going to hold it against them. And darn it, was he right. He was smack on.
Yeah, well, he's a student of life. So he's one that just takes common sense and applies it, which is rare in today's age. This is, and again, we'll edit this for the podcast later. So if you go to our YouTube channel later, you'll see this video like right here behind us or whatever. but let me play this here, because otherwise you won't be able to hear it.
You know where they're pointing. They're going to mess with us now.
Right. Well, if I play it through the machine, then we're just going to sit here listening to it laughing, and no one else is going to hear it, and then won't be very good for Facebook Live. So hopefully you'll hear this, actually. This is Fox 17 in Nashville.
They have been so low, the mayor's office and the Metro Health Department decided to keep it a secret.
Emails between the mayor's senior advisor and the health department reveal only a partial picture, but what is in them is disturbing. Fox 17 News' Dennis Ferrier has the story.
The discussion involves the low number of COVID-19 cases coming out of bars and restaurants, and most disturbingly, how to keep it from the public.
On June 30th, contact tracing was giving a small view of coronavirus clusters. Construction and nursing homes causing problems, more than 1,000 cases traced to each category. But bars and restaurants, a total of just 22 cases.
22.
Leslie Waller from the health department asked, quote, "This isn't going to be publicly released, right?
No.
Just info for mayor's office?"
That's it.
Correct.
Correct.
"Not for public consumption," answers
correct.
The mayor's senior advisor, Benjamin Eagles. 1 month later, the health department is asked point blank about the rumor that there are only 80 cases traced to bars and restaurants. Tennessean reporter Nate Rao asks, quote, "The figure you gave of more than 80 does lead to a natural question. If there have been over 20,000 positive cases of COVID-19 in Davidson and only 80 or so are traced to restaurants and bars, doesn't that mean restaurants and bars aren't a very big problem?" Metro Health Department spokesman Brian Todd asks 5 Metro Health Department officials the question, "Please advise how you recommend I respond." The name at the top of the response is clipped off, but you may find the answer unacceptable. Quote, "My 2 cents, we have certainly refused to give counts per bar because those numbers are low per site. We could still release the total, though, and then a response to the over 80 could be, quote, because that number is increasing all the time and we don't want to say a specific number." Neither the health department or the mayor's office.
What dirtbags. Right. Trying to create a message,
trying to
hide the real data to destroy lives.
What happened to facts and science?
And here's, but again, they're looking at COVID in a box. They're not smart enough to realize that these business owners, the family members, many of them are going to die of suicide. Many of them are going to die of anxiety and depression. They're going to do it. We know that, right? With ticks in the unemployment rate, as the unemployment rate goes
goes higher, suicide goes up, right? This is a real deal. We know this. We know the science behind it, right? But they just refuse to look at it. They want the power, folks. This is all about power. They can't be this stupid. You cannot be this stupid. You cannot be the mayor of a city and run and be that dumb.
Why would you do that to your own people? Like,
right.
Think about that, folks.
That's your own revenue, by the way. That's your own revenue source. But they're not that smart. I'm torn. Are they this dangerous? Are they this dangerous or are they stupid?
It's orange man bad, Mike. It's do whatever we can to destroy the economy to get Trump out of office.
Yeah.
This is Trump derangement syndrome on steroids.
Why don't you play that video real quick and of the
Which
two
one?
The crazy ladies?
Because well,
this is who. By the way, this is who's voting for the left. This is who's running the left right now.
Yep.
And by the way, if you look at this later on YouTube, watching live on Facebook, you're not going to be able to see these folks, but you'll hear how nutty they are. And we've all seen them, right? If you're watching it later, the edited version, you'll actually see how crazy these two young ladies are. Nut jobs.
Yeah,
actual nut jobs.
Tell me again that liberalism is not a mental disorder. I mean, clearly, we made a huge mistake in this country by closing all the mental institutions, right?
Yeah. And by the way, we were talking last night about this. A huge chunk of this is people know they're wrong, right? Andrew Cuomo knows he's wrong.
Uh-oh,
he knows he's wrong. He just can't back out of it, right?
You just can't
go, okay, we're going to open up. Look at the CDC said this isn't a pandemic a month ago. And by the way, they now came out and said only 6% of the 200,000 people died. Sorry about that. Let's just open, right? He can't. He's got to save face.
I don't even think it's about saving. I mean, it's part of it saving face, but part of it is the plan from day one. Because if you remember, I'll play the video in a second. If you remember, we go back to March. The plan was we have to all stay inside for 2 weeks because we have to flatten the curve, right? It was all about flattening the curve. Remember?
Not overwhelming the healthcare system.
Our capacity is here. If the curve does this, we're going to be beyond our healthcare capacity, and there's going to be people in the hallways sharing 2-3 people on the same ventilator, and we
can't have
that. That never happened, okay? So we went from flattening the curve. Then we found out about the first week of April that the numbers are not going to be anywhere near what we thought they were going to be. And the healthcare hospitals weren't overwhelmed, right? The healthcare workers weren't overwhelmed
actually,
in most places, right? It's New York City, they had some issues early on.
But
they had issues because Cuomo was hiding and stockpiling the equipment in his warehouse.
And then the second phase of the issues were that we had nobody else coming in for anything, so they actually laid off people.
They did.
Right?
They
we had a doctor in Florida that said, look, the only reason we're busy is because we laid off 50% of our staff.
Anymore.
We laid off 50% of our staff. Of course we're up to capacity. We can only have 50% of the hospital.
Right.
You had an infection in your leg. You shared the story three years ago, right?
No, it's been about 5 years.
Okay.
I was kayaking in the Intercoastal, and as a lot of happens to a lot of people, I had a scratch or a cut on my leg. I got bacteria into my leg. It caused a blood infection, and I woke up the next morning after a brutal night, and I had a streak up my leg. My wife calls the doctor, and they go, you put him in the car, you drive him to the hospital immediately.
Yeah.
If it gets past that blood infection goes past your waist and gets to your heart, you could die. And when I went to the hospital, they had no room for me.
Yeah.
They
5 years ago, by the way. This was 5 years ago.
And you know why? Because it was March. It was the end of February. It was the early March, end of February, somewhere in there.
And snowbirds are down.
And guess what that time of the year is?
Snowbirds are down.
It's flu season. Snowbird season and flu season, right?
Yep.
So hospitals are built, folks, just like restaurants are built, just like hotels are built. To hopefully be a capacity most of the time, right? You don't build a restaurant saying, boy, I hope we're always half empty because then we have plenty of space to seat more people. A hospital is a business.
I don't want
to
overwhelm this restaurant.
Right. A hospital is a business like any other, right? So a hospital has to say, well, we need to build to capacity. If there's a need in an area, supply and demand, then we will build a hospital to serve that need. But you try to stretch before you build a new hospital. You try to stretch like any business would.
Sure.
That's the free market. That's how it works. But anyway,
let's play these.
This is why we need to. Speaking of hospitals,
some part of this makes me feel happy though.
This is why we need to reopen mental hospitals here though.
Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yeah, this is a montage. They put two people together. So these are two individual people in their own rants in their own cars that somebody
sharing their thoughts about Donald Trump.
Spliced together.
Free market capitalism.
This is finding out that RBG died, right?
Holy fucking shit, you guys!
I don't know why! Because
I'm driving in the car, but I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died!
Maybe we can have the conversation
about
dismantling the two-party system.
But this we're getting fucking
wrong! Maybe we can do that later, kiddo!
You just have to make it to 2021!
Maybe we can talk about it later!
They seem all loving.
Wow, they seem sane.
They seem all inclusive, all caring. By the way, we didn't talk about that—the passing of Ruth Bader Gingrich. But I'll tell you,
Ginsburg.
So Trump has got to go after this. By the way, fast, right? Yep. He said he's going to release somebody by Friday. I would make sure we're as right wing, as conservative as possible. Many folks, by the way, dislike Donald Trump's attitude, his demeanor. But they voted for him, understanding that we needed to keep the foundation of America in place. This is the way to do it, right? They voted for him knowing that he was going to be able to appoint a few of these judges, and he's doing that. He's getting that, right? Don't waste this opportunity. And I've heard some folks go, well, when the Democrats were in there and the Republicans last time when Obama was in there, they said we should wait to the new election. Obama himself said this. Elections have consequences. Remember that? That's what he said. Yeah. People said, you should do this, Obama. You should do that. And he said, you know what? Elections have consequences. Well, guess what? He's right.
Yep.
And you know what? Now is the time to say, to actually support your base.
Right? I got to believe that this is going to energize the base big time on the right. I don't think it's going to help the left very much.
No.
The left is already energized as much as they're going to get energized.
Well,
the strategy of the left, and the left knows this, is that these millennials like this, and I just played in the video, they can't even figure out where the ballot polling place is, right? And they know that. The Democrats know that. Their constituents, a good chunk of them, not all of them, but a good chunk of them, have no idea how to even go about voting. They don't have any idea, right? So the only way they're going to collect those votes is if we allow them to mail them in, right?
Yeah. Register
them that day, help them and then just take it from them. Yeah. Ballot harvest for them. In California, you can now ballot harvest, right? So election workers for the Democrat Party can go to a nursing home and collect everyone's ballot and, they can decide which ones go in and which ones don't, you know? It's just amazing. It's just, when you look at what they're going to do and what they're going to try, they're going to try to do the best they can to get as close as possible so they can contest it. And they're already putting those seeds out there. The Democrat Party and Joe Biden has hired like an army of 600 attorneys, and their attorneys have already openly said, we are going to challenge this at the local level, the state levels, and the federal level to try to block the states from granting those electoral votes on election night until every single one of those ballots are counted. And always, and answer me this, why is it that every time they find a trunk full of ballots, they're never Republican ballots?
No, I know.
How is that possible?
Well, Pelosi said, right? He's leaving either way, whether they vote him out or not.
Yeah, he's leaving either way. Who was the other guy, the weasel guy? Oh, God. Adam Schiff, right?
The weasel guy. I'm going through a bunch of Democrats here. Let's start in Chicago, Glenn, and work our way east.
No, Adam Schiff. What did he say? He goes,
I was the guy who was taking pictures of his junk and sending it out.
That was Wiener. No, Adam Schiff, who said, the American people made a mistake. We can't let them make the same mistake again.
Yeah, no, you're not smart enough to vote, we're going to vote
for
you.
That's right, we're going
to
vote for you.
I know we're doing a quick one here because we're Facebook Live. We've been talking about the difference in leadership between New York and Florida. Right. And if you can play that clip from DeSantis, I mean, this guy is a class act. He's really handled this the right way. Maybe not opening it up as fast as I would like, but more importantly, never shutting it down. And restaurants were shut down for a week or two in Florida.
Yeah.
And then they started to open back up in phases. Right way to do it. DeSantis has already said, I don't care what the numbers are. We're not closing down again. We know it didn't work.
Right.
By the way, this is mutating itself out. Absolutely mutating itself out. Send me all the doctors you want. I'd love to talk to them.
None of them will come on, by the way.
We are talking to frontline COVID doctors. Talk to them in Buffalo, New York, and they have said the same thing. Mike, the cases that did come in the beginning were tough. They were tough. There were some cases, people having real trouble breathing.
Yeah.
Not happening anymore. Not happening. You know what's happening? They're coming in, and they're going, I don't feel that hot. And they'll go, well, let's do a COVID test.
Yeah.
Guess what? You got COVID. Oh, my God, I got COVID. I'm going to die. Yeah. No, you're not going to die. Take a little vitamin C, maybe a little vitamin D. Go home for a week. By Friday, you can have a glass of wine. You'll be fine, right? It is absolutely mutating itself. Again, another story that nobody's going to tell you on the left. The mainstream media is not going to go out and interview. How is that possible, by the way? For those of you watching in Buffalo, New York, Channel 247 Spectrum, how are you not interviewing one frontline doctor who's sharing this story with him?
How is it that you and I
can find these people?
Because it's only the ones that fit their narrative, right?
Yeah.
So as I was going to say, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we've had Dr. Erickson on. We've had, I can't think of the woman's name. She's fantastic out of Ohio.
Pamela Hopper.
Yeah, Dr. Popper on. We've had
We should reach back out to her, by the way.
Yeah, we've had a few folks on, but we've also reached out to some of the folks, like at University of Buffalo, for example. There's one guy, a former professor or whatever he is. I don't know what credentials, but he cites Snopes, which tells me he doesn't, you know, have very good credentials. But nevertheless, he's always out there. Wow, these guys don't know what they're talking about. I've invited him on several times. Come on the air.
Yeah.
Come on the radio show. Come on the podcast. You know, whatever you're comfortable with. We'll do a separate interview. If you want to do a separate pre-taped interview, we'll put it on later. Whatever you want to do. But let's have that debate. Let's have that conversation.
Yeah.
Let's talk. I'll put my facts on the table.
Well, the health department.
We'll put our report on the table, and you put yours on the table.
The Erie County Health Department, I call every week. Every week, I say, hey, the taxpayers deserve to hear from you.
They won't do it.
And they deserve to be able to ask you questions in an open format. Yep. You're getting paid throughout this whole mess. You're getting overtime throughout this whole mess. Your little buddies are the ones going out and arresting these people or trying to shut down restaurants. And don't tell me, by the way, the left calls us all the time and says, they're not shutting down restaurants. BS.
He just shut down 33 more last week.
33 of them. 33 of them. 33 of them, right, for serving a beer for somebody. These government officials couldn't be freaking bothered. Not one ounce of energy went to stopping these looters that were smashing in parts of New York State, right? Mm-hmm. And you can look at Rochester's a mess. There was parts of Buffalo. They made their way out to Amherst and smashed in a bunch of cars 2 weeks ago, right? Yep. New York City's a total disaster. They can't spend one ounce of energy going after these folks. But I'll tell you what, they're showing up and putting 33 restaurants out of business, and I will bet everything I own that 30 out of 33 of them were great in places, did the right thing. Is there always going to be a restaurant that, you know, maybe, you know, wasn't, maybe should have been shut down by the health inspector before?
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
But absolutely out of control. And they don't have the stones. This is how you know they're lying. Because if they had any backbone or any integrity, they'd be coming on our radio shows and talking to you and saying, hey, Mike, Glenn, I know what you're feeling, but let me defend ourselves.
Right.
They're not doing that. They're not
because
doing
they
that.
Can't defend themselves.
No.
I want you to remember this and I've said this, I don't know, at least a dozen or two times now. I'm going to say it again right here. Pay attention. Remember who they kept paying.
Yep.
The state liquor authority goons and the health inspectors and whatnot. Remember who they kept paying and who they kept on the payroll and who took overtime when in 6 months from now they have to cut police force, cut teachers, cut firefighters, when they start to close the parks, when they can't open Chestnut Ridge to go tobogganing or sledding because they don't have enough money. We're going back there, folks. Mm-hmm. When we do, I want you to remember who they kept paying. I think that's really important. Who they kept paying when they cut teachers that we need. We don't want to see teachers cut.
Yeah.
I don't want to see firefighters cut. I don't want to see my parks closed. You don't want to see cut? I want to see bureaucrats cut.
Yeah.
I want to see inspectors cut. I want to see permit people cut, right? I want to see the bureaucracy cut because guess what? There's a whole lot of useless people getting paid right now that shouldn't have been paid when we were open, let alone paid when we're being when we're closed. Yeah,
including the massive amount of welfare. Time to go to work.
Yep. All right, let's play. This is the difference between DeSantis. For those of you in New York, you know, with Governor Cuomo, it just the difference is so amazing. Now, DeSantis is not going to go out there and write a book and make a bunch of money, right?
Now,
Cuomo
He
did the right job.
Yeah, DeSantis should. But
he's busy working. He's governing the state.
That's right. He's not spending $100,000 on a chart to show you instead of, you know, a quick PowerPoint that would have taken 2 seconds.
Right.
You know, he's actually looking at the science, at the data, following suit, and making sure, by the way, for those of you that go, well, you know, it's a hot spot. Do your research. I don't know where all these people are going to fit, though. That's the only concern I have with Florida. Two concerns is, one, the liberals move down there. They're not that bright. They move down there and vote that way, and they try to destroy another state after they left the state they already destroyed.
Well, think about how close that election was.
I know.
I mean, the person that was almost the governor of Florida was under FBI investigation for fraud and corruption.
Yeah.
He has recently been found face down, butt naked, with a male prostitute, drunk and passed out from drugs in a Miami hotel. Right. That could have been the mayor of Florida.
Right.
That's who Democrats voted for. They chose a guy who was under open investigation by the FBI for corruption, a drug addict. Right. The guy was a mayor of Tallahassee. It was all kinds of corruption up there. And yet Democrats go, yeah, that seems like a good guy to run this state.
Good job,
Democrats. Good work. nice work.
Well, we just don't like DeSantis.
Yeah. What's not to like with this guy?
Let's play this.
He is spot on. He really is.
All right.
Disorder and tumult in many cities across the country. You all have situations where buildings will be in flames, and on TV, even though sometimes the news will say it's peaceful, you see the flames behind there. And I think that this has been a really, really sad chapter in American history. Now, in Florida, when we started to see some of the disorder, we immediately moved to mobilize the National Guard. We had Florida Highway Patrol, quick response teams ready to go, sent them to the various communities who needed the support, whether it was in Central Florida or Southern Florida. And we had law enforcement officers all throughout the state who were intent on keeping the people safe, keeping people's businesses secure. And I think that they did a great job. And you didn't see the type of disorder here in the state of Florida that you did throughout many other parts of the country. But I think we need to do more than what we've already done. And one thing we have to do is we have to behind me who put on the uniform and put themselves at risk to be able to defend our freedoms and defend our society. And I can tell you this, when there is a victim in need in the state of Florida, regardless of race, color, creed, any characteristic you can think, when there is a victim at risk, these folks are going to respond. And they are going to be there and they are going to stand up for the people who may not be able to stand up for themselves. That's what they do every day, at risk to themselves, and they're going to continue to do that. And that is what is going to happen in the state of Florida. At the same time, I think we need to do more in terms of having a strong legislative response so that we do not always have to play whack-a-mole anytime you have situations like this develop. And so I'm proud today to be able to announce what will be a focal point of the next legislative session, a legislative proposal which we're calling the Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act that will probably be the boldest and most comprehensive piece of legislation to address these issues anywhere in the country. And there's a number of things that we'll be doing. You know, we are going to impose criminal penalties for violent or disorderly assemblies, and that'll be a third degree felony. We will also require a felony if you incapacitate any of the roadways. We see people take over interstates. That is absolutely hazardous. It's not fair to motorists who may get caught up in that. And so that will be unacceptable. Also, we have a prohibition on destroying or toppling any type of public property, including monuments. That's not the way to go about it, and we will hold you accountable. Also have a prohibition on harassing innocent people in public accommodations. You see these videos of these innocent people eating dinner, and you have these crazed lunatics just screaming at them and intimidating them on a public accommodation. You're not going to do that here in the state of Florida. And we're also going to use RICO liability to anyone who organizes or funds a violent or disorderly assembly.
That's how you stop it, by the way. You cut the head of the snake off, right?
This is what Bill Barr needs to be doing at the federal level.
That's leadership, though.
That is leadership.
So you've got Andrew Cuomo and de Blasio talking about defunding the police.
That's right.
Mayor Byron Brown defunding the police. And the cities that need the police the most, yet you've got this guy who's going to put more funding into the police.
That's right.
He's talking about putting together
real penalties here.
Yeah, real penalties if you hurt, destroy, damage. Mm-hmm. Talking about putting together teams to be able to go after and end this stuff. I love when he said we're just sick of playing it. We're not going to play whack-a-mole.
That's right.
He's just going to go after it.
Think about that and then contrast that with like the mayor or the governor of California or New York who's telling you that there's no violence. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? But
it's a little fiery back there.
Yeah, it's fiery, but mainly peaceful. And, you know, it's because of the racism and the systematic racism in this country. It's such an important thing that we protest and blah, blah, blah. Protesting is fine. You want to hold a sign, stand on the street corner, you have a chant, be my guest.
He's right, though. But you know what? You got to peacefully protest, right? You're not shutting off throughways where you've got mass transit coming through. Look, you're putting people in a really tough position when you start to, you know, take the 190 in Buffalo or the 95 in Florida, and you're saying you're going to put your bodies out there, and you got some truckers going by at 65 miles an hour. That puts people's lives in danger, right?
Yeah,
slamming on brakes and all that stuff.
Yep.
This guy gets it. He's hiring police officers from New York State. New York State's going to continue to be an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. California's going to continue to be an absolute mess. Florida, you get it. Continue to vote this guy in. He's a class act. He understands it. Hiring new police officers, absolutely supporting the police officers.
I think just having
to hire a police officer. You need to support them.
Support them.
Right? Hey, look at these people are breaking windows. Stop them. We've got your back.
Nothing more frustrating, I would imagine, for a police officer than arresting somebody for a violent assault and then seeing them back in the same street corner the very same afternoon. And that's what happens in New York. It's a catch-and-release program in New York. It's a catch-and-release program in California. There's a no bail. When I tell people in Florida, here's what the New York does, they're like, no, that can't be true.
No, they can't be that.
It's true.
No.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Not only are they back in the streets, Glenn, you've got de Blasio going, good job. Nice job. I'm so proud of my daughter. She was out there smashing windows with him. I'm just really proud of her. Right?
See that the arm on her? She threw that Molotov cocktail. So that was a like a professional baseball throw.
What an education. We paid for her.
Wow.
I'm so glad we supported
that. So proud.
Can we just end on a sad but funny note? Pelosi, is she drugged up or what?
Between her and Biden,
and we were talking about this before the podcast, Trump was right. He demanded a drug test. And
as
I think
he should.
Should be him, Pelosi, and Biden. They should all go in and get a drug test because there's something absolutely wrong with her. I mean, she's like,
well, Trump at a rally said is hilarious. He goes, what are they doing? They're going to put Joe Biden out there. They're going to take Joe. They're going to give him a shot in the behind. They're going to put him out there. That's good for, like, what, 2 hours? 2 hours? That's good for 2 hours. We're going to put him out there. He'll do a performance for 2 hours, and then he collapses behind. So, I'm going to ask for a drug test. I want a drug test for the debate. He's right, though, by the way. I love that.
He's right.
Doing my best impression, my dress Trump impression. Look, here's the deal.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? All right. This is Pelosi, and obviously
we'll end it with this because we're long.
She's on something. I don't know what it is, but it's something. All right, let me reset this. Come on. All right, here we go. This is Pelosi. I don't even know if she knows where she is.
10 states, as I said, on Friday, started their early voting the day that we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning, Sunday morning. We have a responsibility.
She's reading a teleprompter.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I bet she's reading a teleprompter. I bet they messed up the teleprompter and they went right back to the
footage. This face right here says
good morning.
Look at this.
Right.
I mean,
good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my. Well, we'll leave it with that. We'll leave it with that.
Woo. All right, folks. Listen,
by the way, she could be president, right? She could actually mathematically be president at some point.
If you like what you hear, do us a favor and hit the like button below. And if you go to our tomorrow on YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, the bell. We'll get notified whenever we put these out there. Later today, the podcast will be released on Spotify and iTunes, Google, Android Store, all the places you can find great podcasts. You'll find ours, iHeartRadio, and all those good places, radio.com as well. If you want to find our social media links, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You'll find our Facebook if you're here, YouTube, and all that good stuff. So YouTube video comes out tomorrow for the podcast. Podcast comes out later today on Tuesday. So Wednesday video, Tuesday podcast.
We do manage money for a living. So if you need our help throughout the week, folks, use us as a resource. Now is the time to make sure you're diversified. You know, we've been talking today about where we always talk about the place where money meets politics. Mm-hmm. So important to understand the damage that has been done in the economy, mm-hmm. but understanding that there's winners that are emerging. And now more than ever, you need to be diversified with your accounts. Understand that you are searching for those winners, but maybe protecting yourself from some of the folks in the industries that are going to get damaged from all this insanity. So use our team as a resource. We have offices in Rochester, Williamsville, New York, and down in South Florida as well. So if you're one of those folks that are trying to escape before Andrew puts a exit tax on, use us as a resource for sure. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll see you on Saturday for the Financial Guys Radio Show, 1 to 3 on WFTL, WHAM, and WBEN right here in Washington. Thanks.
There's a lot there.